Part 1. Chapter 1. My mother was buried on a bitterly cold day in mid-February 1992. It had snowed on the day that she died, and a hard frost had followed. So hard and so lasting that there was a problem about digging the grave. The funeral director was smoothly apologetic. Unfortunately, arrangements would take rather longer than usual. The cemetery was experiencing difficulties. The gravediggers, faced with earth as hard as iron, were being uncooperative. My brother and I sat in front of his desk while he explained this to us. While he talked, I noticed that the previously old-fashioned funeral parlour had undergone a complete makeover since my father's death 11 years before. On that occasion, I remembered sombre furniture, sober colour, sepia photos of horse-drawn hearses, black horses with black head plumes, and pallbearers with top hats, swathed in black veils. Those photos had disappeared. And in their place hung a large framed declaration, a professional testimony in black gilt-edged letters. Dignity. Personal caring service at all times. Private chapel of rest. Funerals completely furnished. The Dickensian decor had been updated to silver and grey striped wallpaper, fitted carpeting, Venetian blinds and modern office furniture, while the elderly undertaker had been superseded by this much younger funeral director, smartly dressed and seated behind an IKEA desk. He slid an open folder across its shiny surface towards us and revolved it deftly for our inspection. Inside, there were coloured photographs of coffins made in different styles and woods. Solid oak, he informed us, was the best, the most durable, and, naturally, the most expensive. For that reason, it was normally only chosen for burials, together with handles of solid brass, also rather expensive. But there were more reasonably priced options. He turned a page, indicating other photographs with a well-manicured forefinger. Oak veneer, he assured us, was considered a perfectly acceptable alternative for burials, as well as half the price, and the handles were often what was known in the trade as brassed. Brassed? Plastic covered with brass, Mrs. Porter, particularly suitable for cremations, which are becoming increasingly the norm, what with the shortage of land and the change in people's lifestyles. Though, of course, here we're concerned with a burial. His manner was brisk now that we had got down to business. Quite matter of fact. He might have been selling refrigerators or washing machines or any other consumer durable. He must have decided that this was the most effective way to deal with bereaved families and achieve the painful decisions necessary to dispose of the loved one decently, efficiently and quickly. And for the same reasons that any good salesman targets the woman rather than the man, he had twitched the folder slightly in my direction, away from my brother, and addressed his remarks to me. He turned another page and flicked at the only photo dismissively. This one is made of pine, and the cheapest. It's really only used in cases where there are no known relatives and the local council bears the cost.
Paupers' funerals.
Exactly. He went back to the beginning and the solid oak. I fumbled for my reading glasses and took a closer look, before I shifted the book back in Drew's direction.
Which do you think?
He peered at the photos.
Up to you, Drew.
The funeral director said, The raised lid design is very popular.
Is it possible to see one? I mean, do you have samples here?
He hesitated. As it happens, we do have one of that particular style on the premises, in our private chapel here. But I'm afraid there's a lady resting in it. Of course, you're quite welcome to view if you have no objections.
In my state of shock and grief, I had a ludicrous vision of some exhausted passer-by clambering into a spare coffin for a lie-down. And then I understood him. No, that won't be necessary.
The decision was finally made. Anything other than solid oak was really unthinkable, and I felt my mother would have preferred the simplest style without the fancy lid. And solid brass handles.
the plainest design.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?